TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. When people think of Africa, they too often associate it with war, poverty, and illness. And writer and filmmaker Wanyuri Kaihu makes the case that so much is lost when Africa is reduced to that. In her archive talk from TED 2017, she reminds us that frivolity and fun are African too, and invites us to celebrate those aspects in order to bring about a more hopeful, joyful future. If you'd like to hear more from Wanyuri, you can take her upcoming TED course, How to Nurture Your Imagination, where you'll practice opening up your thinking and have some serious fun. Enroll at tedtalks.social/imagine. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
So, my mother's a pediatrician. And when I was young, she'd tell the craziest stories that combined science with her overactive imagination. One of the stories she told was that if you eat a lot of salt, all the blood rushes up your legs, through your body, and shoots out the top of your head, killing you instantly. She called it high blood pressure. This was my first experience with science fiction, and I loved it. So when I started to write my own science fiction and fantasy, I was surprised that it was considered un-African. So naturally I asked, what is African? And this is what I know so far. Africa is important. Africa is the future. It is, though. And Africa is a serious place where only serious things happen. So when I present my work, somewhere will always ask, what's so important about it? How does it deal with real African issues like war, poverty, devastation, or AIDS? And it doesn't. My work is about Nairobi pop bands that want to go to space, or about 7-foot-tall robots that fall in love. It's nothing incredibly important. It's just fun, fierce, and frivolous as bubblegum. Afro bubblegum. So, I'm not saying that agenda art isn't important. I'm the chairperson of a charity that deals with films and theaters that write about HIV and radicalization and female genital mutilation. It's vital and important art, but it cannot be the only art that comes out of the continent. We have to tell more stories that are vibrant. The danger of the single story is still being realized. And maybe it's because of the funding. A lot of art is still dependent on developmental aid. So art becomes a tool for agenda. Or maybe it's because we've only seen one image of ourselves for so long that that's all we know how to create. Whatever the reason, we need a new way, and Afro Bubblegum is one approach. It's the advocacy of art for art's sake. It's the advocacy of art that is not policy-driven or agenda-driven or based on education, just for the sake of imagination. Afro bubblegum art. And we can't all be Afro bubblegumists. We have to judge our work for its potential poverty porn pitfalls. We have to have tests that are similar to the Bechdel test and ask questions like, are two or more Africans in this piece of fiction healthy? Are those same Africans financially stable and not in need of saving? Are they having fun and enjoying life? And if we can answer yes to two or more of these questions, then surely we're Afro bubblegumists. And fun is political. Because imagine if we have images of Africans who were vibrant and loving and thriving and living a beautiful, vibrant life. What would we think of ourselves then? Would we think that maybe we're worthy of more happiness? Would we think of our shared humanity through our shared joy? I think of these things when I create. I think of the people and the places that give me immeasurable joy, and I work to represent them. And that's why I write stories about futuristic girls that risk everything to save plants or to race camels or even just to dance, to honor fun. Because my world is mostly happy. And I know happiness is a privilege in this current splintered world where remaining hopeful requires diligence. But maybe if you join me in creating, curating, and commissioning more Afro bubblegum art, there might be hope for a different view of the world, a happy Africa view, where children are strangely traumatized by their mother's dark sense of humor, but also they're claiming fun, fierce, and frivolous art in the name of all things unseriously African, because we're Afro bubblegumists. And there's so many more of us than you can imagine. Thank you so much. PRX.